KFYO 738. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Tom, Sandra, and
Leslie.
Aggie,
and
Aggie mom.
You have to be nice, or I'm not going to come back.
We're okay.
All right. Good.
Now, basically, what we're doing is we cut a little bit of flack from people. Because we were having the Aggie on the show, but that's okay. Because now Sandra and I were talking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now we weren't trying to be tacky, just in the spirit of the game.
Uh huh.
You know, we thought that was kind of ironic that there was a scholarship program.
Yes, I heard your comment.
Well, actually, very necessary, I think, is what we were going
Tom,
with
you,
that.
Tom, you had two kids in college, Tom. I know you do. It's expensive no matter where they're at.
But here's the deal. The Aggie populace has infiltrated the system here in Lubbock because I understand, I didn't know this, but I understand that Eddie McBride is an Aggie alum.
He is actually speaking at our meeting tonight.
Oh.
So
disappointing.
You see how well he promotes the city of Lubbock. So yeah. You know it can be done. And honestly, my schizophrenic life. You know, I also work for Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And I wore my red and black. Just
she
to
did.
You further.
Look at that. So, she's wearing red and black. Y'all.
Okay. So anyway, basically, we got the scholarship program for kids. And this is Aggie Mom's putting this on. Tell us about the event and when, where, and why. How much?
Okay, this is about the third or fourth year we've done this with the Cactus Theater, and you all know, no matter who's putting it on, Don Caldwell and his crew over at the Cactus does a great show. Monster hits through the decades. We want to fill the theater. It is on Thursday night. They open up Thursday nights to community groups to do their fundraisers there. 7:30, November 7th, and the tickets are only $20. We want to fill the theater, whether we fill it with Aggies, non-Aggies, we'll take anybody, but we offer, this last spring we gave five $800 scholarships to Lubbock area kids who just happened to have chosen to go to College Station for college, like my own, who is a senior this year, by the way. So that's the cost and the place and the time and everything like that. And it's to raise money for the scholarships.
You know, all Aggie-isms aside, it's not a bad deal. $20 for the show, hanging
show
out,
at the
having
Cactus.
A good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and realistically speaking, you know, Aggies need love too.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, glad you guys are doing that. So what's the history of the Aggie Mom thing?
Well, of course, you know, everyone knows it started out as a military school, and the cadets were really not allowed to have any communication much with their families and things. Well, the mothers of the students decided to go down, and this was in the 1920s. The mothers wanted to go down and kind of check the place out, and they, of course, were horrified by the conditions. There was no feminine touch, no, you know, mom feel at all to the place. And so 11 original Aggie moms traveled over dusty roads to College Station in a caravan of Model Ts. They presented themselves and their ideas to the college administration and were practically laughed off of the campus. So what they did was these actually were moms from the Dallas area. They organized the first Moms Club in 1922. The club objective was to contribute in every way to the comfort and welfare of the boys and to cooperate with the faculty of the college in maintaining a high standard of moral conduct and intellectual attainment. So that was their mission when they went. So that they decided, since they weren't being heard, the way to a man's it was through the stomach. So they took their caravan of fried chicken and homemade pies. And the president of the A&M College and his wife, along with over 100 Dallas cadets, attended the first, what we call now, it's known as the Howdy Picnic. And they basically were heard, and they did whatever
it was. It's a lot of fried chicken, man.
And so we still, every summer, we still host a Howdy Picnic for the incoming freshmen, for the current students and their families. And you got to understand, these moms may be letting their kid go away for the first time. And so to have a group of moms in Lubbock, in the Lubbock area, it's not just the city of Lubbock, it's all of the surrounding area, to get together. And like me, I had no idea the traditions and things, you know, being a Red Raider my whole life. And it was a really great group to talk. Hey, you've had a kid at A&M. What's the best route to even drive there? What's
half breed?
And I also actually do have a House Divided t-shirt. But, you know, like I said, now that they're not in the conference, it's a whole lot easier to be supportive. But, you know, my son's a senior. But anyway, we send the kids birthday cards. We do the fundraiser for the scholarships. And we, let's see, what's the other thing? I'll think of it in a minute, but because I'm on the spot.
Yeah, birthday cards and scholarships and
just be supportive of our kids away from home. I mean, you know, and so, but like I said, anybody's welcome.
Go ahead and give us the phone number if anybody would like to contact them about ticket information, Sandra.
It's 806. Oh, this is for the cactus.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 806-762-3233. 806-762-3233. And again, it's November 7th at 7:30 p.m.
Monster hits through the decades, right?
Yeah.
Don Caldwell and all the musicians from the cactus that we all love so much.
$20 a ticket. Good cause. And Aggies need education,
and
too.
And these kids, a lot of them, you know, will come back to Lubbock to be grown-ups and
absolutely.
To contribute, like Eddie McBride's here, and, you know, he's great.
Yeah. Hey, Leslie, thanks for coming in. Aggie Mom Fundraiser
thanks,
at
Tom.
Cactus.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It.
Appreciate
Good morning,
guys.
744.